Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I thank God that we're able to get back on the show tonight. We have missed a couple of shows due to Hurricane Sandy, and there were some issues with the power outage in New York. So I thank God once again, and I thank all those faithful listeners who have been listening to our archive show. I pray that they were all a blessing to you. In tonight's show, we'll be speaking about the unity in the body of Christ, the Christian walk. Isaiah 54, God promised his people a covenant of peace, shalom. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But kindness shall not depart, and the hills be removed. but kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that had mercy on thee. Isaiah 54, verse 10. The Lord was merciful to us in our hearing, although a lot of people have lost a lot. God was still merciful to them that assistance could come to them as quickly as possible. But we must not take this hurricane lightly. This is a warning from the Lord that we should seek Him and that we should turn away from our wicked ways. But Israel never walked in that covenant of peace consistently because they continued to violate that covenant. If we violate the covenant, we will not be at peace with ourselves or our fellow men. Peace comes from God, and only He can give, and He can take it away. We also have the choice to be blessed by walking in covenant with Him, or to deactivate the blessings not by walking in the covenant with Him. Isaiah 45, verse 7 says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I have the Lord to do all these things. When we leave God and break His covenant, God will withdraw His peace and allow disaster. I will say that once again. When we leave God and break His covenant, God will withdraw His peace and allow disaster to come in. The enemy will come in our land and destroy us. The sword will come into the land and prosperity will be destroyed. We see that this is true based on the Israelites' experiences all through the book of Judges. And I encourage you to read the same. Beloved, God will send warnings and corrections. He began to send prophets or covenant messengers to a covenant people to warn them of their covenant violation, to give them a chance to repent before God's covenant wrath would come upon them. So I encourage each and every one of you to repent, including myself. I am not above this. I am not perfect. But I encourage you and I exhort you tonight to repent. The prophets repeatedly said that there is no peace to the wicked. If a prophet or a spiritual leader tells you that you will have a life of peace and you are violating God's word, His covenant, they are lying to you. You will not experience shalom or peace or prosperity if you are not living in covenant with God. If we continue to walk in unrighteousness and wickedness, we will never be at peace. Don't be fooled.
Raise your voice. Would you sing to him tonight?
Let us pray. Lord, you keep covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant. Lord, we take hold of your covenant through your death and sacrifice. Lord, we choose life blessing. Let your blessing come upon us and overtake us, O Lord. Let us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Let the fruit of our body be blessed, and let all the fruit of our labor be blessed. Let our basket and store be blessed. Let us be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Let the enemies of our soul flee before us 7 ways. Command your blessing upon our storehouses and all we set our hands to, and bless our land. Establish us as a holy people unto you, Lord. Let all people see that we are called by your name. Make us plenteous in goods. Open unto us your good treasure, and let heaven's rain fall upon our lives, and bless the work of our hands. Let us give unto others and not borrow. Make us the head and not the tail. Let us be above only and not beneath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As I come into your presence, past the gate of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and Oh, wash over us, O Lord. Wash over us right now.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And I would also like to remind you that you could tune in to us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the Industries Absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. You can visit us at our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc. at 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Coming soon, House of Christ Ministries Inc. Prayer Conference Call. This is a season where the Lord is calling for laborers to intercede for their communities, their families, their ministries, and our nations. The harvest is plenteous, and the laborers are few. We can make a difference. We can win back our territories and destroy the works of the enemies in our lives. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." If you would like to join us, please email us at hocprayercall@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we are expecting God's power to move in our lives. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries is an apostolic ministry that shared the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, and to receive copies of our monthly mailing lessons, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are free. To our social Christian network, to our online Bible college, to our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, to our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local communities, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Let us take a look at Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Join us on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. We are encouraging you to go into this end-time harvest and reap precious souls for Jesus Christ. once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you that we are not taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, we are not taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, and we will promptly respond to your questions. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. How is the believer to live as we walk day by day through life? How does our position in Christ work itself out? How does Christ help us deal with the trials, problems, difficulties, and suffering of day-to-day living? Beloved, we owe God more than we could ever pay. God has taken his own dear Son and provided the ideal and perfect righteousness for us, provided a substitute to die for us, to actually bear our punishment for having rejected, rebelled, and cursed God, and for having broken God's law, provided deliverance from death for us through reconciliation of Jesus Christ, provided a new life for us, a life of love, joy, peace, and power through the Holy Spirit living within us, provided the absolute assurance of living eternally with God forever, provided much more than even an eternity could not describe. My fellow Christians, God has honored us as much as a creature can be honored. He has seated us with Christ in the heavenlies to rule and reign with Jesus Christ forever and ever. God has done so much for us that he could do no more than what he has done. We do not see it all as yet, for we are still on this earth, left here to be witnesses to the great and glorious salvation that is in Christ Jesus. But the day is coming soon when we will experience it all. God is going to make a new heaven and earth that will be perfect, in which there will be no suffering, no death, and we shall live eternally, ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. As stated earlier, we owe God. We owe God so much that we could never begin to pay him. What can we do about that? Very little. But there is one thing that we must do. We must walk worthy of our calling. We must walk worthy of the honored position to which God has exalted us. The scripture shows us the way to walk worthy. Verses 1 and 2 in Ephesians 4, chapter 1 through 6. 2, the purpose for walking worthy, to keep the unity, the peace. Is verse 3. And number 3, the seven basic reasons throughout verses 4 and 6. How can the believer walk worthy? What must the believer do to please God as he lives day by day, at work, at church, with fellow believer, at play, at school, at home, with neighbors, with family, with friends? Once a person believes in Jesus Christ and becomes a member of God's church, what must he do to walk worthy of God's great calling to bring honor to the name of Christ and his church? Beloved, we must walk with all lowliness, show humility towards our fellow men. We must walk with all meekness. We must walk with long-suffering. We must walk forbearing others in love. The purpose for walking worthy is onefold: unity. Onefold, unity. Without unity, we will never survive. Believers are to walk at keeping the peace so that they can stay bound together in the unity of God's Spirit. Jesus Christ has broken down all walls and barriers existing between men. Everyone can now be saved. All nationalities can be saved. All people can be saved. All languages can be saved. The poor can be saved. The rich can be saved. The black can be saved. The white can be saved. The yellow can be saved. The red can be saved. The yellow, again, can be saved. Every person is precious in the sight of God. When we approach his God through Jesus Christ, we become like everyone else on the same ground and on the same level. We are no better, no worse than anyone else. We all need God's forgiveness, and we are all bowing before Jesus Christ and accepting him as Lord and Master. We are just like everyone else, subjecting ourselves to become the servant of Jesus Christ. Wealth, position, social status, it is all forgotten. The only thing that matters is the salvation and life which Jesus Christ offers. When we come to Christ in such a spirit, the Spirit of God enters our lives and binds us all to other believers. There is a great spiritual bond of peace wrought by God's Spirit between all believers. All divisiveness, differences, and prejudices are set aside, and the spirit of love, peace, and unity exists. And this exists within the church. Beloved, within the church, there should be a prevailing spirit of peace wrought by God's Spirit. But there is a tragic fact that we must face. Not every believer walks in the Spirit, not all the time. Too often, believers allow self and the old life to re-enter the picture. Their old prejudices, their old differences, their old hurts, their old jealousies, complaints, criticism, grumbling, gripes, pride, arrogance, comparisons, and dislikes. The result is catastrophic for the church. Divisiveness and the disturbance of the peace and the spirit of unity. The word endeavoring in verse 3 means being diligent, working to take care and to do one's very best and to make haste to do it. The only way to walk worthy of God's great calling is to work at keeping the peace and unity which God has given us. Nothing cuts the heart of God like divisiveness between his people, which tears his church apart. God is creating a new body of people to live together in love and unity of his Son, Jesus Christ. He is going to create a new heaven and earth in which there will be no other spirit. Therefore, he expects us to live in love and unity of his spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 says, "Finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 says, "Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, but courteous." Beloved, there are seven basic reasons why we should walk worthy and strive to keep the peace and unity of God's Spirit in the church. 1, there is only one body. There are no two bodies nor several bodies of believers. 2, there is only one Spirit, the same Spirit that dwells within one member of the body. 3, there is only one hope. Every genuine believer has the same hope, the great day of redemption. 4, there is only one Lord. There is only one Master and King. Every believer bowed before the same Lord to become his subject and receive his orders to live holy and righteous and pure, bearing the fruit of his Spirit, and to carry out his orders as one body. 5, there is only one faith. There are no two faiths nor several faiths. There is only one faith that leads into God's presence, and that is the faith founded by the Lord Jesus Christ. 6, there is only one baptism. All believers have given public witness to their faith by submitting to the ordinance of water baptism. 7, there is only one God and Father of all. One God, the creator of, and as such is supreme over all. One Father of all, as Father, God loves all. The Christian belief begins with God as love, above all, God controls. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Tonight's lesson, and if you would like to receive copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. You can also visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. And listen to previous shows. Tonight, I ask you to join me in prayer for unity in the body of Christ. But before we pray, I would like to play for you, Worthy is the Lamb.
Bearing all my pain and shame in love.
Tonight, I ask you to join me in prayer for unity in the body of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come boldly before you, lifting up the body of Christ and praying for unity in the body. Jesus said, "He that is not against us is for us," teaching us that there would be many different groups, many different churches, and many different organizations. But with the same common goal, I pray that you would help us as a body to understand this and begin to come together and work together. Father, I pray for a spirit of unity, cooperation and togetherness among pastors and church name barriers, denominational barriers, and other barriers that have kept them divided. I pray that you would break down the spirit of competition and competitiveness regarding members and membership, and give them willing hearts and desires to pray for, support, and help other churches and pastors throughout their city, state, and the body of Christ as a whole. I pray that you would bring pastors and church leaders together in fellowship with one another. May you also bring them together in prayer to lift up each other and help them to work together in our common goal, which is to destroy the works of Satan and win the lost to Christ. Father, I pray not only for unity in the body among pastors and church leaders, but also among church members and parishioners. I pray that you would help us as your people to stop being separated and divided because of church, doctrinal, or denominational differences. Instead of being divided over differences, help us to come together on our similarities, which are your great gift of our salvation and eternal life through the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the spirit of unity, not only among churches with different denominational and doctrinal differences. I pray also for unity among your people with racial and ethnic differences. For Christ did not come to die for the Jews alone, but also for the Gentiles, all other races of people. Help us, therefore, not to become conformed to the world's prejudice and racial segregation, but help us to rather transform to a spirit of love, harmony, and unity with one another. Father, help us not to allow our race or color to be the wedge that separates us, but let our common bond of Jesus Christ be our magnetic focal point that draws, holds, and keeps us together. Help us to come together, fellowship together, and support one another within and outside the church, and help us as the body of Christ to become an example to the world around us through our spirit of unity of the true love of Christ. Father, I thank you for the authority you have given us in Christ Jesus, and with that authority, I bind and pull down every satanic spirit of division, separation and segregation among our churches and people of God. Satan, I loose your power of division from among the body of Christ and render you helpless, powerless, inoperative, and ineffective to divide us or separate us any longer. Instead, with my prayers, supplication, and intercession, I bind unto the body of Christ the spirit of unity and love of God by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing your people together in the spirit of unity and the love of Christ. And I speak your word that because we walk together in unity and love, we are built upon and stand deeply rooted in the rock of Christ Jesus, and the gates of hell in no way be able to prevail against us or stand against us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, Jesus Christ is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Let us give it all to Jesus. Let us give everything to Him. Let us thank the Father for His Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way. Let us come back and give all to Jesus. All to Jesus. All to Jesus. Rest in His holy name. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and give it all to Jesus Christ. Give it all to Him. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart, knocking and listening and waiting for you to make that decision. Give it all to Him. Give it all to Jesus.
Jesus, all for Jesus. Oh, I am undone and ever. Thank you.
Christ is standing in the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who have turned away from Him, tonight I encourage you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The scripture also reminds us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Tonight I ask you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you have recommitted yourself to Him, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at j2dminister@gmail.com. I encourage everyone to write to us, and we will assist by guiding you to the Word of God. And as we come to the end of our show for tonight, I would like to thank you for tuning into our show. I'm also encouraging you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. Beloved, I encourage you once again to hold on to Jesus' name, hold on to Jesus Christ. I am holding on. May the peace of our Lord be with you tonight. And remember us in your prayers, as we also will remember you in our prayers. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. God bless you abundantly as we continue on this spiritual journey. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. Good night, and once again, God bless you.